USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Wednesday night presented the facts his lawyers have gathered on the 2020 presidential election.
What a disaster this election was. A total catastrophe. But we're going to show it, and hopefully the courts in particular, the Supreme Court of the United States will see it, and respectfully, hopefully they will do what's right for our country.
Poll workers from around the country are testifying of the irregularities they witnessed firsthand. These folks from Michigan present their evidence.
I was standing behind the tabulator machines, and I could tell right away that most of those people did not know what to do when a ballot gets jammed.
Also, at the tabulators, did see the double counting on the jams. I saw that several times. They would take the ballots that were just scanned and just rescan them again.
Michigan lawmakers dispute their claims. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
President-elect Joe Biden is warning Americans 250,000 more of us will probably be dead from the China virus in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science tells us the United States has one of the lowest mortality rates on the planet. The Trump administration expanded economic pressure on China's western region of Xinjiang on Wednesday, banning cotton imports from a business that uses forced labor of detained Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency confirmed the order. Six people in Haines, Alaska were reported missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. Reports from authorities say the mudslide is about 9 feet deep. Haines is 92 miles north of Juneau. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Week 12 game between the Ravens and the Steelers was rescheduled numerous times because of internal COVID-19 exposures and bad weather. The rare Wednesday afternoon game was sloppy at best in the 19-14 Steelers win. Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin.
Bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight. We did enough to win, but that's all. It was really junior varsity, to be quite honest with you, and it was in all three phases. We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. And so we're fortunate tonight. It's good to proceed with the victory. I acknowledge that. But not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about other than that. Bud got hurt. He's being evaluated. I'm sure I'll have an update for you tomorrow or whatever when we get an opportunity to meet.
Four turnovers started the game. A botched read option exchange between Robert Griffin III and Gus Edwards resulted in a fumble. Ben Roethlisberger threw a silly interception to Tyus Bowser in the end zone. Robert Griffin III followed that up with a pick six, and Ray McLeod muffed a punt. There will be no game Thursday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.